It's, well, like Brer Rabbit and the Briar.
Briar Patch?
Yeah, the patch.
Well, that's an interesting thing, yeah. You, and it goes way back. You hear people refer to a cornfield and a cotton patch. Now, that stems from way back when corn was the bigger crop and had fields out of it, and when they had to separate the cotton from the seeds, they had to do it by hand, so they grew it in patches. So that stuck to it. You rarely hear a local person refer to a cotton field, he says a cotton patch.
Regardless of how big it is?
That's right. It may have 58 in it. That'd be a big cotton patch in this day, but of course some of them do not refer to the field, but that still sticks.
Certainly is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, point out little things like this as you think about them, because this is the sort of thing that we really are particularly interested
yes.
in, these distinctions.
Well, now you'll find that, I think, is characteristic, isn't it?
Well, would the term patch ever be applied to area that grew other vegetables? I mean, there might be a cotton patch, or might there be other kinds of...
Oh, well, they might say a garden patch.
Uh-huh, and that would be for vegetables?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Let's see, would you describe some different kinds of fences that used to be
Well, there used to be rail fences. That was, of course, very few of them left, and then mostly they're wire fences. A barbed wire fence is usually for cattle. Mm-hmm. They do have electric fences for cattle. And they have woven wire for hog pastures.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the only kind I can think of. Around home, they used to have paling fences or picket fences.
Is a picket fence and a paling fence the same?
They're sort of close kin as I know it, but usually the paling fence was high and made of picket fences more ornamental.
Uh-huh. Would the paling fence and the picket fence have peaks on them?
Well, ordinarily, the old time paling fence had just beveled off there. And the picket fences were usually smaller, say about 1 by 1 inches, or maybe a little bit bigger.
Uh-huh.
And they usually had a bigger space between them.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any rail fences left these days, or have they all been replaced?
Well, they use them, you run across between here and Atlanta. One or two of them, they're just ornamental. Mm-hmm. People do that for effect. But
yeah, but they're not.
They're not. It's not for utility anymore than I know of. Now another thing, it's an interesting thing. Once years ago, they used to let the stock run out, and you had to fence your crops. And they wanted to pass a stock law. People in each county voted as to whether they let the stock run or whether they fence the stock and fence the crops. And the county voted to let the stock continue to run as they've been doing. And Ruckersville District out here, which is one of the districts in the county, the one of the oldest, it was Ruckersville is a historic place. They got sort of out in the